Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged and involved. You need to be engaged and involved, right? So head up to the website. You can learn a lot about us up there. As well you should. You should really know a little bit about me anyway. You know, we could do like 5 hours of this stuff because it gets so crazy after a while. The Democrats, the wonderful, wonderful Democrats, you know, and listen, let me get this straight here. Some of you are not going to like this, but whatever. I've got a lot of good Democrat friends, okay? Business friendly, you know, pro-life. They don't like what the Democrats are doing. But again, from being a baby, they've always been told the Democrats are the ones that really care about people. I realize at some point in time they have to use their brain and realize that it's not just Democrats that care about people. There are people in both parties that could care less about people. They're in it for themselves and that's it. But there's also people on both sides of the party that very much care about people. They just have a different feel for it. I do not understand. I'll throw it out there. Yeah, whatever. I don't understand how you Christians, especially you Democrat Christians, who think that it's your goal to use taxpayer money to take care of people. Because Christ never called you to do that. You can't find anywhere in the Bible where Christ has compelled the government to go take care of the people because the government wants the power. Right? The government wants the glory. The government wants you to tell them how great they are in taking care of you and feeding your family. Christians shouldn't want any of that. You should be feeding families. You should be taking care of people because of your love for them. Because that's what you're called to do. That's what your God wants you to do. And without all the glory and the and the fanfare that comes along with those kind of things. Not the government. That's what I don't get. The minute the government steps in, the minute the government's giving you a check every month or giving you food every day, who becomes your sufficiency? Who becomes the one that you have to depend on day in and day out to make sure your lights stay on? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. I love this quid pro quo thing. I'm going to just touch on it a little bit. It's such a farce. It's pathetic. Because, you know, whenever, and you've seen this for years, you remember when Obama was talking to President Medvedev from Russia? And he said, you know, he'll be more flexible after the election. And everybody on the right was like, what is that? What do you mean by that? Listen, it sounds kind of nefarious. Listen to that. It sounds terrible. What do you mean by that? What's he going to be able to do after he's elected? The left brushed it off. He said, oh, he'll just mean he'll be able to focus. Right? And then we come down to this. We've got the presidents, not the president, but the presidents chief of staff, in essence, acting chief of staff, say, hey, quid pro quo, in answering one of the reporters who asked about quid pro quo, he says, look, we do it all the time. Now, you have to listen to the conversation ahead of that. I don't want to listen to the whole thing. I've already heard it 100 times. Where they're talking in generalities. And now this question is asked. Can you tell us that the, what road do I want to go down? Can you tell us that there was no quid pro quo in the Ukrainian government getting this money that Trump was going to give them? And he doesn't say right away, he doesn't say no. He simply says, listen, governments do this all the time. We, the United States, does this all the time when we're trying to get something accomplished. And he's right. We do it all the time. And I love these people who say, you know, we don't go in, or we're appalled at other companies that go in and kill people. They take people out. They blow up certain compounds or what have you. Because, you know, the United States never does anything like that. I'm not saying it's okay because we do it. But I find it hypocritical that we call out other countries for doing it when we're doing exactly the same thing. We're helping drugs to get into different cities, different areas, different countries. CIA's been doing that for years. That's not a conspiracy thing. It's a reality. Anybody out there who's Pollyannish enough, and look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about, to think that our government is above reproach, that we're out there, we're Captain America always doing the right thing. We're not. And sometimes they do those things to draw out the bad guys. I get it. Doesn't mean I agree with it, but I get it. But I love this. Everybody's all of a sudden up in arms because, you know, Kennedy never did anything. Johnson never did anything like that. Right? Obama, oh my God, no, he was a saint. Matter of fact, they're waiting for the Pope to bring him up on sainthood. But let's hit some whataboutisms now. I love to play that game because they don't. Because it shines light on the things that they do. Right? Has anybody talked about it? You won't hear anything. You and I both, though, you won't hear anything about it. Have you heard about the, you know, Hillary Clinton and the DNC going to the Ukrainian government, going to the people behind, you know, behind the scenes for dirt on Trump? It's out. It's in some of the memos and some of the text messages that were sent by Strzok and others. What about all those Obama holdovers that continue to sabotage this president? We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
And your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, like as I like to say. And I do want you part of the solution. No, really, sincerely. And the way you do that is you get involved in that conversation. You learn. You get some information. I hate people who just say things to say things. You know what I mean? I mean, really, it's that simple. A lot of people, they hear a sound bite or or what have you. And all of a sudden, they're experts. Don't you find that interesting? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and the chat room. If you head over to the website and you want to get some text alerts, the easiest way to do the text alerts, really simple. Just text TRS to 77. I get confused sometimes. TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Really that easy. Okay. I was talking about whataboutism. They hate him. One of the reasons I don't go on CNN anymore is because you cannot have an open conversation when you're sitting there at a table and there's three people and yourself or two other people and yourself. Right? And they are just so convinced that Donald Trump hates everybody, hates everything, that you can't even converse with them. Because then you're the hater, right? Even when we couldn't stand, when I couldn't stand Barack Obama, I couldn't stand his policies. Now, I'm sure some of you sitting there, some of you trolls are sitting there going, well, that's because you're a racist. Yeah, okay, whatever. Whatever makes you happy, because I don't want to keep you awake at night. Right? I mean, really that simple? But he had some bad policies. He had some things that hurt this country. I don't believe the man truly had a deep-seated, rooted love for this country. Didn't want him dead, though. I didn't want to impede him on a daily, day-to-day basis. I wanted to hold his feet to the fire. I wanted to call him out for the things he was doing. Because regular mainstream media wasn't going to do it. They were in love with the man. Our first black president. No, actually, our first half-black president. Let's just be honest about it. I think, wasn't it Billy Bob Clinton said he was the first black president? So I don't know who's who. So, again, they hated the fact that I would bring things up to them, and they said, well, that's then and this is now. No, because my attitude is, if you accept a certain behavior, lifestyle, way of doing business, process, unless you've evolved and can tell me how you've evolved, then it's okay today. If it's not okay, as we found out with Billy Bob Clinton, Billy Bob said it, to play with, what were the interns at the time? They weren't called it. Some of them were called interns. Some of them, they were called pages. Right? I think they've done away with that program. I have to check into that one day. But if it's not okay to do that, then it's not okay to do it now. And what about Hillary Clinton and the DNC, right? They went to Ukraine. They actually asked the government to find dirt on Trump, to put something together, and they didn't care how it happened. That is being overlooked. It's not being talked about. Like, it doesn't even matter. So this is why I say to you, they don't really care about the truth. They don't really care about corruption. And that conversation, the administration before this one in Ukraine was corrupt, very corrupt. Everybody knew it was corrupt. People, presidents or other leaders in and around that area knew that that government was corrupt. And what are the Democrats? Nothing. Not a word. Right? What about the many Obama holdovers that continue to try to sabotage this president? He can't even have a phone conversation with another leader without the chances that it will get leaked. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. We don't need to know every word of everything that's being said. And just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean the rest of us don't agree with it. And understand something, this damages every president going forward, because if you keep letting them get away with this, what's going to stop Republicans from doing exactly the same thing? And you call them out as being wrong, because that's what you're doing now. But I'm wondering if this wasn't the insurance policy that Peter Strzok and his little honey, you know, the one who's cheating on his wife with, again, unacceptable lifestyle, apparently, in that party. And what if that was the insurance policy that Peter and his girlfriend were talking about? I'm just asking, because he specifically said they had an insurance policy, right, that would keep the president out or make sure he doesn't stay in as president. And what about the Democrats holding all these hearings behind closed doors? Do you know that during the impeachment of Bill Clinton, that the Republicans actually passed a resolution making sure that Billy Bob Clinton would be able to have his representation there, that it would be open door, that they would be doing this stuff out in the open, that nothing would be hidden. Yet these guys, the more transparent ones, the ones who are in for more truth, they can't seem to do that. Right? And then the Dems aren't allowing the Republicans to call witnesses. Well, shouldn't the president be represented in some, if this is not a normal court hearing, right, if it's just a Democrat inquisition, then have your inquisition, but it's definitely not an impeachment investigation. No way. And what about a whistleblower who basically has no secret info? Doesn't a whistleblower be telling on stuff that nobody else has information on? Funny how the people that were there didn't think to call this in or to have a problem with this, but the one who wasn't there who heard them talking about it decided it was a problem. Whatever. And then a whistleblower, by definition, is supposed to be exposing information that is wrong or illegal or detrimental to a person or persons. And the whistleblower was saying that this was information we didn't readily know about. And then what's the president do? He releases the transcript. So you no longer need the whistleblower, nor do you need to hide the whistleblower. You need to keep his identity sacred. And there's no way you're going to tell me that they don't know, because they do know. They know. Hey, Shifty Schiff knew who it was a month before they hit the wall. Yeah, that's where I'm going to put it. Got more on this and demo fails. Democrat failures right after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You-
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During a lengthy cabinet meeting Monday at the White House, President Trump says it's going to cost a fortune to host the next G7 summit. The president hoping to host the event at his Doral, Miami golf resort for free, no cost to the taxpayers, but Democrats and some Republicans opposing the idea.
I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling, because there's a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it, because it's like a contribution to a country. I'd have to get a ruling. It's a lot of money I would have given away. Like I give away my salary. I give away my salary.
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Dallas is trying to figure out the strength of a tornado that went through the city.
Talk to National Weather Service. They're actually out there right now doing the assessment to see if it was an EF1 or 2.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, all that fun stuff. I really do appreciate the time that you send it to write me. Send me emails. Let me know what you think and what you think about the show, what you think about the topics, that kind of stuff. And I really do appreciate it. Really do appreciate, you know, it takes a minute or two. Emails are much faster than in my day. You know, we had snail mail, right? You know, sit down and write a letter. You didn't want to do this every week, let alone every day. You know, there's people that we converse with almost on a daily basis, right? Anyhow, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to know more about the show, me, maybe donate some scratch, you can head up to the website, realside.com. We got a donate button up there. We got a watch live button, all kinds of stuff you can do. But wait till the break. That would be nice. We were rounding up our what-ifs, because they don't know how much, or what-abouts, I'm sorry. Because Democrats hate what-abouts. And I say the reason behind it is because you really need to sit there, and when somebody says that they don't like something the president has done or said, or they don't like the way a policy is happening or rolling out, you said, but you were fine when Billy Bob Clinton did it. You were fine when Obama did it. They go, well, no, we're not going to do whatabouts. Well, you should. Again, unless you can say, well, I've evolved on that. Yeah, I was good when they did it because I didn't know enough about it, and now I've learned about it, and I'm not interested in it anymore. It's a whole different animal. But most of you are against it because it's Donald J. Trump. You know, I think it's funny is, isn't it grand that he takes up that much room in your head and your heart? You guys talk about love. I look at the Antifa groups. There's no love there. Yet the Dems won't call them out. They won't call them out in any kind of negative way. They believe in nothing but violence. The Dems won't call them out. Won't even ask them to stop. But we're the ones that are violence mongers, right? We're the ones that are full of hate. You know, what about the when I was talking about the holdovers, the Obama holdovers, right? And you can't tell me that they're not sabotaging this president, because they're doing a heck of a lot more than just leaking phone conversations. There's documents being leaked. There's meetings, and certain people who are in those meetings are being leaked. Now, if you think about this truly, if he can't have a phone conversation without, you know, somebody being afraid that somebody's going to leak the conversation, he's going to hold back some things. He's not going to be able to conduct day-to-day business, and neither will the next president. Right? And then the hearings behind closed doors, I know I've touched on this stuff already. But you go look it up. I'm not spoon-feeding you this information, but you go look up under Billy Bob Clinton. It was a Republican Congress that said his rights need to be protected. Not yours. The Dems didn't ask for it. And then the Dems aren't allowed, these hearings behind closed doors, and the Dems and the Republicans, they're not allowed to call witnesses. President's not allowed to have his attorney there. I mean, these guys are going back, they talk about the Constitution, but I think what they really mean is pre-Constitution. They're talking about pre-Constitution rules, what was going on before we were able to, you know, stand on the rule of law, on our Constitution. The other thing is, what about a whistleblower who had no secret information? How are they a whistleblower? The minute Trump released the transcript, they were no longer whistleblowers. They couldn't be. So why are they hiding the whistleblower? Why are they hiding his or her identity? That's how it works, people. You can't make it up as you go. If you Dems can make it up as you go, then don't worry about it. We'll do the same thing once we get the power back. Let's touch a little bit on the Democrat failures. The consistent failures. The ones that never stop. What are we here for 3 years? Russia, 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 Russia. And then Russia today, and Russia, and President Trump and Russia. Right? And then you had then Schiff. I don't know how he's sure. I've seen it with my own eyes. President, information that links Trump to Russia. Where is it? I want to know where it is. Right? So, it just infuriates me. This stuff infuriates. Makes me crazy. So, if you think about this, it has failed and failed and failed and failed twice now with Mueller alone. The Ukrainian whistleblower, it's going to fail. It's not a whistleblower. There was nothing there. I mean, you will prove the Democrats, if they go through with this vote, I don't think Nancy Pelosi wants to do it. Still hasn't done an impeachment investigation vote. Oh, and they've really proved their true colors. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Still have not gone for an impeachment vote like they did the other times. Now she says there's no constitutional mandate. What she really should be saying is we're too afraid to do it. So, Schiff says he did pull this all together. He knew about the quote-unquote whistleblower. He's the one that got the whistleblower in front of some attorneys because, again, the paperwork that whistleblower put in was done by attorneys. The way it was laid out, everybody says the same thing. Legal people on both sides of the aisle say, looks like a legal brief. So, and lawyers put together, some guy listening on the phone that was taking notes for the president did not write the whistleblower report. There's no way. Right? And the lawyers that they were using, all they're Democrat lawyers. They've worked for Schiff, Clinton, Schumer. And the one whistleblower, because now they said they had two. I don't know if that's for real, but one of the whistleblowers works for Biden. Not just affiliated with, actually had worked for Biden. So it doesn't stop. And a matter of fact, when you're not a whistleblower, when you're actually giving secret information away, you're not a whistleblower anymore. You're a spy. When you're giving inside information away to people, you're a spy. You know, what about all these investigations that were done in the days of Obama or weren't done that are being done today? You know, they were all excited. I don't know if you guys saw it. It went by at a million miles an hour. That Hillary Clinton was exonerated because they didn't go after anybody in doing the re-looking at some of the information from the email server or about the email server. What was classified? What wasn't? Yet 38 people might be under arrest for mishandling classified information on servers that were in her bathroom. So don't say there was nothing wrong. Just the Democrats were in charge and they weren't interested in putting a Democrat up on the chopping block, especially the one that they thought was going to be the next president. So let's just not do that. Let's not play that game. I mean, they have comments from people like Comey, like, what am I going to do? What can I do to impeach the president? Brennan pretty much admitted on MSNBC that President Obama had his hand in this. President Obama told him to gather information. But yet they wouldn't do anything against Hillary because it was an election cycle. So when you break federal or international law, I guess it's okay now, as long as you're running. So what we should do is we should all start registering to run for president, and you won't be able to be brought up on charges or anything, apparently. Right? And then the vote came up for on Schiff, to censor Schiff. And what did they do? They flipped it to table the vote. Right? So there's no up or down on the actual issue. There's an up and down on whether to push it aside so they get done with their investigation. And that's what they chose to do, because they won't be done with that investigation for years. Joe Messina, your host, just in real time. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That was wonderful. No, seriously. I had a cousin that probably would have done that. Tobin Senior Host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Being part of the process. You know, now look, both parties have their issues. But I've never seen, and I've talked to some older folks, they have never seen the Democrat Party act like this. No joke. No fooling around, dead serious. They've never seen the Democrat Party act in such a fashion. It is almost, or they're acting almost, like wounded animals. Wounded wild animals. And they are lashing out at everything, and they are shooting at everything they get their hands on. Thinking it's going to change something. It's not going to change anything. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's no working together anymore. I did that story last week. It's not going to happen. Dems aren't going to sit there. Nancy Pelosi, the big deal they wanted you to soak in all weekend, was that Nancy Pelosi walked out of a meeting with a president that she called. He didn't call it, my understanding. My understanding is she asked for it. And everybody's talking about what a brave woman she is. Look what she did. She went up against the president. Well, you know what? People go up against the president every day. Let's start off here. Number two, if you were brave, you would have stayed in the room and done the fight. Just like he does. He sits there, puts up with your garbage. Nancy, Schiff, Schumer. Puts up with your garbage on a regular basis. You accuse him of all kinds of stuff. You come in. There is, according to the Democrats, there is nothing good about this country since Trump took over because Obama turned it into heaven on earth, right? We know that's a lie. The unemployment rates, the deficit levels, and don't give me this stuff that President Trump has added $3 trillion. Well, your guy, what is he, what, 9, 10, 11, 12? I don't even know what the number was. Horrendous. And it's all Trump's fault. You see, you're not getting all the information. You need to know the percentage of the budget that is mandated, which needs to be changed. It has to be fixed. Anyway, we could do this all day, and you've heard this. How do you fix it? You fix it by voting in the right people. Stop playing these games. We have a bunch of Republicans that are resigning, or not resigning, but they're not going to be running again. You know why? Because they have to work now. They're being called out. They have to work. They have to fight. Why aren't more Republicans getting behind Trump? You know what's funny with the Syria debacle? And again, I'm not an expert. I'm not. You guys on Facebook, you seem to all be experts in every area for everything. But here's the deal. I'm not an expert. That's why I had General Valley on the show. And Corey Duncan, who's another Marine, who both agree we don't need to be there. We shouldn't be there. It's wrong. 5 of our boys came home in body bags the week before last. Why? In a war, they won't fight on their own. They won't fight to maintain on their own. We have consultants in there. We don't have soldiers in there to speak. I'm not foot soldiers that are fighting. You telling me 1,000 American troops are just under, and they're not all fighting troops? You're telling me that they're the ones that have been keeping peace in Syria? And I agree with the president. We can't keep spending our money and time. Although, listen, if they're training up camps to come against Americans and the local government won't do anything, I'm all for getting in there and straightening them out, if you would. So, all right, I don't know how I got sideways on that. You know, we talk about the processes that the FBI and the DOJ used under Hillary. Think about all the people involved in that email scandal. Do you know how many people were given notice that the FBI was coming to pick up their laptops, ask them for their hard drives, promised not to damage them, gave them back when they were done with them? Does this sound like something a law enforcement agency would do? And then when they went to Clinton's house to interrogate her, I think more so to have, like, you know, coffee and donuts. When they went there to talk with her, they had to sign non-disclosure agreements. They couldn't record anything. Who's calling the shots? Obviously, she was. Or I should say the Clintons were. I mean, what about the meeting on the tarmac, right? What about, these are all things that they just brush off because it's theirs, right? I mean, the law doesn't apply to them. What about Eric Holder blowing off FOIA requests? He said, there's too many of them. We can't keep up. We don't have to. There's no way we're going to be able to comply. I mean, all these things you saw happen under Obama, the left just totally accepted. Why? Because they see it as an us against them. And Lindsey Graham right now, I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt that he's having a moment. But remember, he was the one who said, he told the Dems, God forbid you guys ever get in power again. What you're doing to this, to Kavanaugh, and it's true, what they did to him was sinful beyond belief. What they did to Kavanaugh shows you how much they really don't care about the rule of law. They care about what the Democrats are going to get and what they want and what they see to be real. Right? I mean, seriously, what they believe to be true and right is what they're going to implement no matter what the law says. Come on, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We always appreciate the time that you are spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting. You had Comey, Brennan. You had them all working against Trump. Because he threatened their existence. He threatened the very way they do business in D.C. He threatened the status quo. It wasn't going to go on. He wasn't going to have it. And they knew it. When he started calling out the DOJ, when he started calling out the NSA, the FBI, the establishment, they knew they were in trouble then. I mean, the Democrats won't even vote or voted. They voted to table the vote to censure Schiff. Anybody tell me what that's all about? Where does that make sense? How does that make sense? Because it doesn't anywhere I know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you're with us for the third hour, you know, check in because I'm going to do some of the craziest stories there are. Really, sincerely. Just think about the Maduro. He was appointed to the Human Relations Board at the UN. You wonder why I think the UN is a useless organization? Right? I mean, Venezuela, the great seat for human rights, are we serious? They won't sit down with people dying, they're starving to death, they're treated like animals? And this is constant with the UN. I mean, they put China on the Human Relations Committee. They put the UN, I mean, not the UN, North Korea on there. It doesn't make any sense. North Korea? China? Seriously? UN General Assembly meeting in Geneva saw the Latin American country elected to one of the 14 new seats on the 47-member body. Nicolas Maduro's government, you know, nailed it as an important achievement. Right? So Nicolas Maduro now gets to come forward and go, hey, shows you they recognize us as the government. They recognize me as, you know, the head honcho, the president of the country. It was nice of the UN to do that. Right after asking us for $220 million because other member states aren't paying their bills. They want us to bail them out. His administration is accused of jailing, torturing, and arbitrarily arresting opposition figures. More than 50 countries no longer recognize Maduro as the country's legitimate leader. The U.S. and most governments in Latin America, as well as the EU states like France, Germany, Spain, and the UK, they back the opposition leader, Juan Guaido. Right? I mean, maybe they should maybe we should find a way to have the elections again. China, Cuba, and Russia are the only three that continue to support Maduro. Others, including Mexico, have called for a dialogue between all the sides. Get them gone. Get him gone. Right? It's just amazing. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. If you're coming back, got a lot more coming up in the third. We'll be right back.